One of the most special relationships that anybody has in this life is the relationship that one has with mother. Even though we understand that when we are married, we're to leave father and mother and the spouse is to be put first, there still remains a very special tie to one's mother. There's just something about mother that's different from anybody else. Have you noticed as you've watched the football games where they will zero in on some player maybe who's just made a good play or in on one of the benches and the people there, the players there realize that they're on national television? Have you noticed that about 90% of the time they always say the same two words? Hi, Mom. Have you ever heard of one of them say hi, Dad? It's always hi, Mom. There's just something special about one's mother. But you know, there are some places that your mother can't go. And there are some places that you don't want your mother to go. There are two sides to this coin that are suggested in the two passages that were read from Hebrews. And tonight we're discussing the subject, as we announced it, where your mother can't go. And perhaps I should have made that title a little longer and had it to say, where your mother can't go, your father can. And I'm not talking about your earthly father. There are some places where you would like for your mother to go with you and she can't. But your father can. And there are some times when you certainly do not want your mother to be with you, but your father is on every one of those occasions. In the first part of the lesson tonight, I want us to think about this subject from the standpoint of comfort. And in the second part, deal with the idea of concern. It is comforting to know that my Heavenly Father can go with me even where my mother cannot go. Notice there in Hebrews 13:5, in the latter part of that verse, that Jesus said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now that's a pretty straightforward statement. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. The next verse says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Because my Lord is with me, if I'm a Christian and a follower of his, wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, whatever the circumstances are. And sometimes those circumstances may be rather difficult. There are circumstances that are so difficult that we're even heard to say, oh, I wish my mother could be here. If I just had my mother with me. And she can't go. But my father can. In 2 Corinthians 6, along in 16 and 17, where God is telling us, or where Paul is telling us about God's attitude, he says that if we will come out from the things that tend to hold us back and follow God, God says, I'll be their father. I will dwell in them and I will walk with them. I'll be their God and they shall be my people. I think there is an indication of this even in the giving of the Great Commission itself, where Jesus instructed us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. In Matthew's account, in Matthew 28:19, he said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world or to the end of the age. There is some comfort in that that cannot be found anywhere else. Let me just share with you two or three, four or five practical areas where that's true. Some of the smaller ones in the audience tonight began kindergarten this year, or maybe a year earlier than that began nursery school. I remember back when I was a boy, I started in what we call the pre-primer in that first grade. I remember my first day. I remember when I left my dad and mother and I had to go so far. We lived about what would be the equivalent of two or three city blocks, and I said equivalent because we weren't in the city. But I was in sight of my house when I went to school. But I felt very lonely when I walked in because mother could not go with me. A few days ago, our five-year-old grandson began kindergarten. He didn't have any trouble leaving his mother and father because he had left them before on many occasions and had stayed away from them, and they tried to teach him that and have him prepared. But there was one little girl that was in his class who evidently had not been away from her mother at all. And when her mother brought her to school that day, she just hung on to her mother's dress tail, or otherwise, as the case may have been, hung on to her mother and didn't want to let go. And after her mother made her go into the room and began to leave, she cried. And they said she cried almost all of the day. And what she was saying was, "I want mother with me." Her mother couldn't go into the classroom with her, but her Heavenly Father was there. I remember full well the day that our oldest daughter left to come to school at Freed Hardeman. After she had gone to where she couldn't see me, I shed some tears. I'm not ashamed of it. She would have liked very much, I think, for her mother to have come to school with her, but Freed Hardeman didn't allow that. But her father came with her and was with her all 4 years that she was here. He was with her in everything that she did. There were times when she had tests that I'm sure that she might have liked to have had her mother there to talk with her mother before this. There were times when she had to make other decisions that her mother would have been a help, but her mother couldn't go, but her father was there. What a comforting thought it is to know that our Father can go with us wherever we go. Time to time, particularly in this congregation, we have some of our young folks who grow up and decide to go into mission work. Some of our adults, their older adults, leave here and go into other parts of the world. Just recently, for example, the Huters left, with Ms. Huter knowing that her dad could not live but a little while. Don't you know it would have been comforting to her if her parents could have gone with her? They couldn't, but her father, her heavenly father, went with her and was there with her during the time that her earthly father has passed away and she was not able to be back here. Her heavenly father was there with her. Some of you that are in the audience tonight have had the experience in the past of leaving to go into the armed forces of our country to serve this nation. You remember that day very vividly, I'm sure. And I'm sure if you could have had your wish on that occasion, you would have wished that your mother could have gone with you, even if you were going on the other side of the world. She couldn't go. But your father did, if you were a Christian. And no matter how terrible those times were and how difficult some of the decisions were for you to make, you always knew, if you were a child of God, that that father was there with you, and there was comfort found in that that could not be found anywhere else. Last Sunday night, one of our seven-year-olds, little Hillary Brown, had to go into surgery, emergency surgery at Jackson General, to remove a blood clot from the side of her brain. Everything has gone well, and she's recovering well, and for that we're thankful. But Carmela could only go with her down to a certain point. There were some doors there where the mother couldn't go any further. Don't you know, as long as that little girl was conscious, that she would have rather had her mother there with her than anybody else? And don't you know the agony that was involved in that mother's heart when she had to stop and let her seven-year-old daughter go on and be in the hands of that surgeon? But there was one thing that she knew. Her heavenly father was with her. Those doors didn't stop him. This week, Jack Hilliard had to have three bypasses. Jack, a gospel preacher, fine Christian man. His family had to stop at a certain place, and if his mother had been living, she would have had to stop. She couldn't go any further. But his father was with him, went through those doors, and was there all the time that the surgeons were performing that successful surgery. Where your mother can't go sometimes, you can be assured that your father can. There have been times that mothers have had to give up their children in death, and I would guess that that's one of the hardest things with which one ever has to deal. I've been present with families when there was a younger person who was facing death, and the mother was the one that was always there, and that person always wanted to be there, perhaps more than anybody else, and yet each one knew that there was going to come that point when that person left this life, death took its place, and that soul went into the hand of the keeping of God, that that mother couldn't go any further, but the father could. What a comfort. What a comfort for us to have as we live in life day by day, to know that even though there are some places that mother can't go, that we have a heavenly father who can. But there's another side to it, folks, that I think we need to consider, and that's mentioned in Hebrews 4, 12, and 13. You see, there are some places where we don't want our mothers to be with us, that we need to be reminded that the father is. There are those who want to do things that they don't want their mothers to see. And yet they may not be reminded that their father is always there. Recently, in a joking way, someone suggested to a group of young people that they start taking mother with them on their dates. You can imagine how that went over. You certainly wouldn't want your mother in the back seat of the car when you're out on a date, would you? But your father's there in the front seat. Your heavenly father is. Back a few years ago, Brother Warren Griffin, who was one of our deacons and has been deceased now for a few years, was serving as a security officer on campus. He told me about this situation, and I've always appreciated the laughter that it brought, and yet the point that I think it makes. He said one night in the winter time, when it was pretty cold, he found a car parked on campus where it should not be parked, and a courting couple in the front seat of the car. Brother Griffin, who was pretty wise, just walked up and opened the back door and sat himself in the back seat and said to the couple, "Don't mind me, I'm just getting in here to warm for a little while." Do you think that made any difference? But we need to remember that our Father in heaven is watching and is there. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight. For all things are naked and open under the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. I don't believe that that means that God expects us never to have any fun, that He expects us never to laugh, that He expects us never to be involved in those activities in life that are so meaningful to us in so many ways. I don't believe that that means that God doesn't want us to go on a date. I don't believe it means that He doesn't want us to enjoy ourselves in the right way on a date and at parties and in other ways. But it simply means that we need to be reminded that God the Father is there and knows what is going on at all times. Suppose you are tempted in a classroom to cheat on a test, and you yield to that temptation. You're certainly glad that your mother is not sitting there watching, aren't you? But you need to be reminded that your father is. Suppose that you go out with the gang, and there is an opportunity to be involved in drinking alcohol or using other drugs, or to be involved in actions that violate the purity and decency of the human body and the human mind, and you allow yourself to be involved in things of that nature, you certainly would not want your mother to be there, but your father is. Suppose even in a service such as this, you are misbehaving. You might even take note of where your mother is sitting to be sure that she doesn't see you. But you need to be reminded that your father is sitting right there in the pew with you. There may be temptations for those that travel in business relationships to get involved in a shady deal, and sometimes may say, "My folks back home will never know about this. My mother is not here watching. I certainly would not want her to know what I'm doing, but she's not here and will never know." Be reminded that your heavenly Father is, and he knows. In Romans 13 and verse 5, in talking about our relationship to those who are in authority in the land, basically discussing the citizens' responsibility to obey the laws, he says that we ought not only to obey them for conscience' sake, but also for wrath's sake. We need to be reminded that the God of heaven, who is a God of love in so many ways and is there to comfort the afflicted when there are tragic times, may also be there to afflict the comfortable. In times when we allow ourselves to get involved in worldly dealings and not live the kind of life that he wants us to live, we need to think about the wrath of the Heavenly Father as well as the love and grace and mercy of the Heavenly Father. The same Bible that teaches one teaches the other. In fact, it is interesting that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, where in verses 10, along at that point in the chapter, he's talking about being ready to meet God in the day of judgment, that he mentions in verse 14 that we are constrained and moved by the love of Christ. But he also mentions in verse 11, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. God, who is so lovable and merciful to those who will turn to him and those who are obedient to him, and in giving all of us an opportunity of salvation, is said in God's word to be a God of wrath, and to be a consuming fire, Hebrews 12, and to be terrible in his relationship with such an action and such a person. In fact, if the translation were done right in Psalm 111, verse 9, where usually we quote, "Holy and reverend is his name," it would say, "Holy and terrible is his name." That's really the meaning of the root word there. Now, don't forget that we discussed the first part of this lesson from the standpoint of the comfort that is there in having God with us in those terrible times in life when nobody else can be there, where mother can't go, father can. But we also need to be reminded, as we are involved in our day-to-day activities, when we're with our peers, in school, on the job, at home, when we certainly would not want our mother to know exactly what we're doing, that our Heavenly Father does. And folks, I think if we can come to understand this and to remember this, that it will have its effect upon all phases of our lives. It will help us to make the right decisions when there is a temptation that might take us into areas where Christians ought not go. If we'll just remember that where mother can't go, the father can. And it will also help us to be comforted and to find encouragement and strength and faith in those difficult times of illness and other major problems in life when mother can't be there with us, to know that our Heavenly Father is there with us and that he's there to help us in every way that we can. Where mother can't go, and where you don't want your mother to go, just remember that your father can. And I think the summation of all of this, if we're honest with ourselves, is that it's a wonderful thought. It's a comforting thought. Because really, we ought not to want to do anything that's wrong that would be out of order for our father to see. And certainly to know that when we come to those doors to go into the operating room, or when we come to the valley of the shadow of death that's described in that beautiful Psalm 23, that even though mother can't go, my Father in heaven can. And that makes all the difference. But that Father in heaven is really a father just to those who are his children. Oh, he blesses the just and the unjust in some ways. But he said, if you'll come out and live for me, I'll dwell in you and I'll walk with you. You'll be my children and I'll be your God. I'll be your father. As great as one's relationship with his earthly mother is, there is nothing as important as his relationship with his heavenly father. If you're not living that Christian life tonight, we persuade you to consider it seriously. If you are ready to commit yourself to Christ and to become a Christian, we'd like to help you tonight. Be baptized into Him for the remission of sins. If you need to be restored, we'd like to help you. If you need to think about these things, go back home and sit down with your Bible and in prayer and think about the relationship that you have with your Heavenly Father, how important it is. If you need to change that relationship, won't you come as together we stand and sing.
Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood?